friends. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are so happy to have you here with us today.
We believe that everyone is an artist, and that's why we found a connection experiment.
Join us as we dig into some real talk where we discuss impactful questions, share music, reflect on performances, and connect with other musicians and artists to hear their story and to stay inspired.
Let's dig in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Connection Experiment podcast. I'm Stephanie, and I'm so excited to be talking with Miss Arietta Ward today. Real briefly before I introduce this wonderful guest, I just wanted to remind you all what Connection Experiment is about. Connection Experiment was founded by Ashley Young and I, and we created it because we believe the process of making and learning music and being an artist is about authentic connection, and that when we're in touch with our authentic selves, we can do healing beauty for the world, but we have to be in touch with that first. And so we love having conversations with other artists in the community and chatting with them about their visions and what inspires them, because we think that connecting with other artists and building this vision is what's going to help us all tap into our creative selves. So we believe that, you know, everyone is an artist and everyone is creative. It's just a matter of tapping into what you already have and embracing your authentic musical voice, whatever that sounds like. So welcome, Arietta. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be a part. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I have played a couple shows now with Arietta through the Low Bar Chorale, which if you haven't heard of the Low Bar, it's pretty amazing, and you got to check them out. Ben, who leads the group, was like, oh my gosh, this is such a cool podcast, and you got to talk to Arietta because she is amazing and so in line with what you guys are, what you gals are doing. Yeah. So Arietta, I can't wait to hear from you, but before we start, can I introduce you a little bit with your bio?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Northwest Vocal Powerhouse Arietta Ward's mission is to spread music, joy, and happiness to the masses through song. Her diverse musical background and vocal versatility has allowed her to perform as a band leader and in various configurations with artists such as Esperanza Spalding, the late West African master drummer Obo Addy, the late Linda Hornbuckle, Curtis Salgado, Lloyd Jones, Nigel Hall, Jared Lawson, Tony Ozier, Farnell Newton, and Tyrone Hendrix, while starting out with her mother, the famed Northwest legendary pianist, the late Janice Marie Scroggins.
Yeah.
So welcome, Arietta.
Thank you. That was a mouthful. But it's all me.
Yeah. I know, right? It's like, isn't it funny to have people read back all of the things that you've done?
Yeah, it's wild, you know. It took a long time to get to where I am. And so I reflect all the time, and I look around me. I have like different things around my house. I'm like, oh, I did that, or oh, that was when. And but my first occupation, my first career, was a cosmetology instructor. I taught people how to do hair and cut hair and do nails, facials for over 20 some years. And this, I'm not going to say it's a byproduct, but it's the family business for me. And I know what I'm supposed to do now. I have to figure it out. You know, sometimes you have to go through things to understand your true calling. And this is, I ran from it for a long time. And it's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to make people happy.
Yeah. So. I mean, I feel like there's a lot to unpack there. Do you mind sharing about your journey with music and I mean, or cosmetology and how you left that and found music again? Just tell us whatever you're willing to share, because it sounds like there's a story there.
Oh, it's there are layers. Just like, you know, Shrek is, it's layers. And
onion.
There's layers. I love cartoons. Anyway.
Me too.
One of the biggest things for me, it was my stage fright. And it was crippling. It pops up every now and again. And it's something that I actively have to work on. And that stopped me for a lot of years. And with cosmetology, you know, when you're in cosmetology, you make people beautiful and all this type of stuff, and you're in front of people. I am an introvert, and I don't really like to be out in crowds, but you've seen me on stage. You're like, how can it be? It's a switch.
Yeah.
And in 2008, I turned the switch on again. It was just, somebody had made me very upset. And one of my mother's things was she did, and she always just used to say, if somebody makes you upset, write it out, sing it out. And when you do that, it won't stay in your body. It won't fester and turn into something awful, or you won't go to jail. At that point in time, Tony Ozier became one of my dear friends, and we had a mutual acquaintance, and we used to hang out all the time. And I told Tony, look, I want to sing something. I didn't know what it was. So I sang on a recording, and that just turned on things. And then the rest is history, but it was slow moving. And when you have a vision, when I'll say this, when I was actively teaching and doing all that, I would just used to have dreams about being on stages because I was around my mom all the time and around all these wonderful players and like Curtis and Uncle Lloyd, they're considered uncles to me. And I didn't realize their placement in the music here in Portland, and they were the waymakers for a lot of blues. And I just recently found that out like last year. I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, getting back to this, I didn't realize how much royalty I was around, you know, and
yeah,
I would see these things of me singing on stage, and I was like, how can that be? I don't sing. I teach people how to do hair. And I said it for years, and I got into a really, really big argument about it. And it was, I said, I'm the wrong sister. That's my sister, because my sister, Napasaria, she's a wonderful vocalist herself. And when I look back now, I can't imagine myself without music. And it's literally, you make choices in life, and things turn on when it's supposed to happen. And there's different cliffs I've jumped off to elevate. And a lot of it is about self-esteem and a lot of self-talk, negative self-talk and all kind of depression. There's a lot of different things that I had to work through to get to where I am. And when you start to remember who you are, when you know that the gift that you're given is not yours to sit on, it's for the greater good, and you have to use it or you're gonna lose it. So that's where I am now, and I'm working, and things are moving, and I've met so many beautiful people like yourself and Ben, and just, you know, all those different circumstances and happenstances and serendipitous and all these different types of things, you know. Nothing happens by coincidence. It happens when it's supposed to.
I believe that. I don't believe in coincidence anymore. I think that everything kind of opens up in this really serendipitous sort of way. It's too perfect, you know. And I don't want to go so far as to say everything happens for a reason, because I know a lot of people, I don't know where I stand with that. But I do believe that when you look back, you can see this beautiful web of events that have created this opportunity for you to be exactly where you are.
Absolutely.
And that's, yeah. Just as a little like off topic sort of, but where did you see serendipity manifest, you know, with your whole like coming back to music after leaving? Like, what was it, that moment when somebody made you upset, or was there another moment where you're like, huh, this is too perfect? Like, it was kind of like a hit you over the head moment from, you know, whatever source you follow. Was there a moment that was sort of like, okay, this is not coincidence, I'm supposed to do music?
A lot of them have been a lot of one was when I did the Beloved Festival. I was asked to bring a gospel ensemble out to the beloved festival that's in Tidewater, Oregon. And that was in 2017. And that whole thing was crazy how we got there, you know. I was singing with the Interfaith, Portland Interfaith Gospel Choir. And that was, or is, led by LaRonda Steele. And if you're not familiar with it, it's a intergenerational, interfaith, you know, it's like, it's everything, everybody under the sun come together to celebrate Black American music, gospel. And this is all inclusive, and it doesn't matter who or if you believe, you honor the music, and that's where it is, you know, because music is universal, period. Anyway, we were singing up at the Grotto, and I sang the song, and the monitors weren't working. No. And I was like, oh, well, fine. So I just moved the mic out of the way and just sang. And it was during the holiday time. And somebody that was there contacted me to put something together for this festival. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. It should be fine. I want it in a traditional way. I want such. And I was like, well, we're going to do it how I'm going to do it. Anyway, brought it up. And when I came over the ridge, it was about 10 of us that went. You know, and I had LaRonda and her daughter. I had my sister that was pregnant with my niece and my aunt and all these. So different generations, all women. And we sang. And it wasn't until I saw the stage that I realized that I had seen it before. And it was the weirdest thing. And it's not weird. It's one of those come around moments, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a few years ago. It was before my mom passed. And I had a dream that it was after I started singing again. We were all singing, you know, aunts and the kids and everybody. We were singing together on a wonderful stage, and it was big and everything. So everybody was there, including my mom. And this happened in 2017. My mom passed in 2014. And so when I came over, I saw the stage, and it was purple and gold. And purple and gold were my mom's favorite colors. So I was like, oh, well, she is here. She's surrounding us so we can do our job.
Yeah.
So those type of things, you know. Yeah. Things happen all the time. I see different things or different instances that I have glimpses. Or, you know, it's when you get a special kind of thank you, you know, for, you know, saying a certain song, or a song is on your heart to sing, and you sing like, I've never sang that song, or I don't know who it's for, but somebody comes up to you and specifically says something about those words, you know. So sometimes a lot of the time for me is vesselship. I don't know where things come, you know. It's just, you just share messages that are brought to you, and you lift people up, and it's what you're supposed to do. And so, yeah, I have a lot of those moments. I look in the mirror. I see pictures with me in front of a mic. And I'm like, that's me singing. I said I would never do it. 15 years ago now, you couldn't tell me I would be making a living off of music. I didn't think I was strong enough. So,
wow, Arietta, that's an amazing story. The purple and the gold, and the stage, just your mom being present there, and also, yeah, just like, you know, you said something earlier about if you have a gift, you can't sit on it and hide it. You know, you need to search for it and share it and be a vessel of that message so other people can hear that song that they need to hear, or whatever it might be. And I think it's so easy to get caught up with, like, being fearful of being judged or being thought that you're not good enough to do that job, you know? And right. I think what we forget is like, we bring our unique personal experiences to the music that we play and sing. And that makes our message really important and unique and special, and something that only we can do as individuals. And I hear you. It's interesting when you look back and you're like, huh, I don't think I would have seen music being the thing I did professionally like 15 right. years ago, you know? But I think the more we talk about that, the more we understand like how similar we all really are, you know? And maybe some people are farther down the path musically than others, but really it's we all have that something, whatever it is. Maybe it's singing, maybe it's something else musical, or maybe it's art or whatever, you know? But right. I think we all do have that unique voice because of our life experiences that we owe it to ourselves, but even more so to others to share, you know, and give. So I'm just so grateful. And you are such a phenomenal and inspiring performer. In the few performances that I've gotten to be a part of, you really do warm the stage with your energy and your spirit. And so I'm personally really glad you came back to music.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to wrap up with a question I like to ask a lot of the people we have on the show, which is, you know, with everything that you're bringing with you, how do you actively honor your authentic musical voice? And always, is there, or if you just, you can take that in any direction, but like, how do you honor your own authentic musical voice and whatever that means to you, I guess?
My own authentic voice. You know, I walk and, you know, I don't know how to be anybody else. So I just remember that everybody has their thing. Everybody has their own hue, right? And as a collective, we shine as bright as we can. And it took me a long time to figure out how to shine and to remember that nobody can shine like me. So if I see somebody, you know, going across the water to London, or if I see somebody doing this big world tour or playing a big stage or blah, 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 you know, I don't allow myself to be like, well, I want to be like that. But you have to understand it's not my time to be there. I'll be there soon or in a different time, and it's okay. But you know, it's just, you just gotta, I just walk. That's all I know how to do. And when I just walk, I, you know, just flash a smile, be authentic in my walk, and don't compromise. I can't say it like that. Don't compromise for anybody. I don't mean it like that. Yeah. What I mean is, don't allow people to try to shift your trajectory from, you know, from where you're supposed to be. You know, how some people just talk in your ear and they're just like, well, maybe there are people, don't allow people to shift your stuff. I have to remember where I was. No swearing. But
swear, you know, you can swear on this podcast. I think it's mostly adults anyways.
But it's just important, just walking your power. And so I walk in mine. Sometimes it's harder than others, but I have to walk because there's people that are looking at me, and I know that, but also walk because I want to do it, not because people expect me to.
Yeah.
You know? So
gotta walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk in your vision and your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, I love, this has been so rejuvenating for me, and I hope, for all the listeners that have been a part of this, I would love for them to be able to find you. How could our listeners find you on your socials, or, do you have a website you can share?
My website, they can go to my website, www.mzettasworld.com. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. I have two Instas, Miss.Etta's World and Miss Etta 99. They're both mine. YouTube, you know, all these places. Yeah, but on my website, I have my calendar, and that is up to date for now. Yeah. I have a couple more things, but for August is good, and I have my CD release coming up.
When is that?
That is, I'm gonna say April. No, it's not April. That's not next month. It's next week. August, Wednesday, August 3rd at Mississippi Studios.
Oh. And
it's my, I released Arietta, my CD project, whatever, album. I released it in 2020. And you know that everything, variants and all type of shifting and surges, I couldn't plan my album's CD release party show. And that's one of the biggest things to say, yes, you've done it. I didn't get to do it. So I'm doing it finally.
Yay!
And so you can find, if you go to Instagram, you can click in my bio, but you can go to my website. You can go to, Mississippi Studios website. And it's available.
Yes, everybody come to Arietta's release party, August 3rd, Mississippi Studios. Be there.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope that they'll, I will definitely mark that in my calendar.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear your stuff.
Thank you
again for taking the time out of your day to spend a little time talking about why we do what we do. And I hope that the listeners feel inspired to, dig inside and maybe see what they have to offer the world in their own authentic, unique way, whatever that is, because we all have something and it's not going to look like everybody else.
Yeah, everybody has their thing. It's important. It's important. We have to make, that's what we need to do. Everybody has to be themselves. Worry about everybody else.
Exactly. Well, if you like what you heard with Connection Experiment today, please share this episode by taking a screenshot of this episode or sharing on your socials or however you engage with your community. And we'd love to hear from you about your thoughts on this episode and just whatever else is on your mind. So thank you again, Arietta, and we can't wait to hear that new album.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We are so grateful for you. Thank you for spending your time with us today.
Our podcast is inspired by people like you.
If you're looking to dig deep and discover your authentic artist, then join us today by visiting our website, connectionexperiment.com.